Welcome to Apple at Work, a podcast all about the Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. Back on the show, we have Roger Sands, our friend from YBot. Roger, welcome back to Apple at Work.
Yeah, good morning. It's great to be part of the podcast again.
So you, this is your second time on the show, but for our listeners that didn't hear the previous episode, can you just kind of give us the high-level value proposition of what you all saw for enterprise IT teams?
Absolutely. You know, Wi-Fi has become business mission critical, Wi-Fi connectivity in most environments. And whether you're in the office, whether you're in the home environment, the hybrid environment, on the go, but we're all reliant on business critical applications, services, mobility. In the Wi-Fi is the primary technology that we use now to connect to these services, cloud applications, etc. The challenge with it, as we all know, is unfortunately, it's an awesome technology, but it can have intermittent performance issues. And that's the key word. They're typically intermittent, which makes them extremely difficult to isolate and resolve in a timely manner without impacting the business operations. So at YBot, we built a solution leveraging AI technology, edge computing, so that we automatically are monitoring these critical Wi-Fi environments 24/7 and proactively identifying when issues occur that impact users, what the issue is, and we provide IT organizations a solution to solving the problem. So what traditionally has been a manual reactive process, right across the globe, when tickets are open, now IT is able to be proactive using automation, using software to rapidly address any intermittent performance issues, again, minimizing business disruption within the workforce.
Now, I think the things all IT professionals want to, I would say, either eliminate or control is variables. And the things that can go wrong, or at least eliminate the potential path. So, you know, if you have problem, you're like, okay, it could be five different things. We're going to kind of look at each one of them and eliminate that variables or cause of it. And Wi-Fi is a huge challenge there. And it's obviously, I think it's better than it used to be. I mean, I can remember the days of, you know, 802.11g, 802.11n, 2.4 gigahertz. And that was, you know, that was like much harder. So like things have gotten a lot better with reliability and connectivity over Wi-Fi. But at that same time, it's absolutely a mission critical technology now. And back in those days, it was an add-on. It was a nice to have. It was like, it's in the conference rooms. And then now, I mean, you generally just mobility is the default for most employees. And even if, you know, you still maybe hardwire printers, and obviously that your networking infrastructure is hard, you know, hardwired, your switches are hardwired, but just kind of the default now is Wi-Fi. But the problem is, for most teams, is there's just so many variables in environments, and certainly in an environment if folks are remote or they're not in an environment that you control, like an office building where you know the RF environment, you sort of are left like, it could be a thousand things. Like why did your Zoom hiccup during the important webinar? I don't know. Like, you know, and that's like the challenge, is because the default answer is, I don't know, because it could be a million things, you know, down to like the, you know, your home, if you're remotely, your home router has a bad cable. I mean, like, and it's like stuff you in some ways, like, it's hard to identify. And it can be sometimes, a lot of times what I've seen with Wi-Fi, it can be, you know, Wi-Fi is a very resilient technology. And so like it can kind of mask problems. And like you could be in a really, really rough, you know, RF environment and it work 93% of the time perfectly. But that 7% of the time it doesn't, and you're left kind of scrambling. And I think being able to understand why is, you know, so much of the problem. And that is the challenge. And again, it's the, you know, even if you like, you know, kind of understand like what maybe these things, like, if you're, you know, 10 hours away from that employee, like you're kind of, it's hard to diagnose like, okay, what might be happening. And I think that's where you all come in with a nice solution for IT teams. But listen, you know, last week, we're airing this a week after the announcement, you all launched a new, new option, a new management solution for IT teams with a digital experience monitoring for laptops. Now, starting with Windows, we'll talk about the expansion later. But can you give us what problem does this DEX agent aim to solve for IT teams?
This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Mozilla is more than an Apple MDM. Mozilla is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozilla.com. That's business.mozilla.com. Thanks to Mozilla for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Yeah, Bradley, and I want to just quickly compliment you on the summary of the challenge out there, because you're absolutely right. The technology has come a long ways. Excellent, mature, leaders in this space providing network infrastructure for enterprise corporations. But as you mentioned, it's the number of variables, right, that create the challenges. In fact, the network infrastructure within the corporation, we'll talk about the home environment shortly. We're talking about access points, controllers, management platforms. In most cases, that's not where the challenge is, right? But it's everything else in the Wi-Fi ecosystem, explosion of IoT devices. Right, the number of connected devices to the internet. It could be security cameras, door locks, vending machines, solar panels, right? Just the number of connected devices, because Wi-Fi is pervasive and reliable, right? Majority of the time, the network vendors and the component vendors are building it into everything. So you've got the explosion of IoT, you have cloud computing, which has exploded. Right, and the diverse applications that are running over this mission-critical network. So I just wanted to summarize that. You made a very good point. It's all of the variables and the factors, and a lot of them are out of IT's control. I mean, we're talking personal devices, neighbors, right, and multi-tenant office parks, et cetera. So WiBot has focused on the on-premise solution historically, right? We're talking hospitals, manufacturing locations, classrooms, retail locations, cruise ships, right? All these business critical Wi-Fi environments. But to answer your question about our recent announcement, our partnership with Intel, what has happened over the last 5 years is the acceleration of the hybrid workforce, right? The mobile and hybrid workforce. And as a result of that, the hybrid workforce, obviously post-COVID, has accelerated this. Where now we're running our business critical applications everywhere. And we're talking in particular, one of the primary ones, which we called out in the press release, is video collaboration, right? Video collaboration is core to how we communicate and how we operate within the business world. Now, the challenge with it is you have the mobile workforce, and as you mentioned, it could be 400 miles or it could be thousands of miles or around the world, where you have employees and staff members on the move or at home, and you have no access or visibility into their Wi-Fi environment. So what we have done is we've collaborated closely with Intel, and this is critically important because to understand, as you mentioned, what is truly happening in the Wi-Fi world when there's intermittent issues, that 7% of the time you referenced, we need to pull telemetry data out of the Wi-Fi technology within the laptop, tablet, medical equipment, et cetera. Like we have to go right down to the Wi-Fi technology inside those compute devices, because inside the Wi-Fi technology is where the secret sauce is that can provide crisp analytics and data where we can provide IT organizations exactly what the performance issue is with video collaboration or any business critical application 24/7. So we announced a partnership. We spent over a year collaborating with Intel engineers to pull out this telemetry data, which is very unique in the market. That's why we took that approach to be an advancement for IT. We pull out the telemetry data, feed it into our AI engine, and now IT organizations have visibility on all the remote workers in terms of if there's an issue, what it is, and how to solve it. That's the business problem we're solving.
Yeah, and the being able to go to the core of the machine and understand what's happening, I think is critical here. And even if you determined like the Wi-Fi is fine, because that's really when you have issues with Wi-Fi enabled devices, like that's your first instinct is like, okay, did something happen with the Wi-Fi? And even if it's not, and oftentimes it's probably not going to be that, because it can't, gosh, like you really, I mean, I think you were coming off still thinking about this, you know, Blue Friday with the largest IT outage in history with CrowdStrike. Like you really understand, like there's a lot of fragility in our entire digital ecosystem. Like, you know, it's kind of shocking how sometimes like you wake up, you're like, I'm surprised all this stuff still works when you see things like this. But being able to quickly either identify a Wi-Fi issue or eliminate a Wi-Fi issue is a really critical tool for IT professionals, because if it's a Wi-Fi issue, like then you have to like go down that path with the employee. Like, okay, hey, are you in an apartment? Like, are you in a house? Like what kind of environment are you in? Where is your router compared to your office? Like, you know, you can, you know, even if it's like, you know, even those situations, it often might not be the IT team's, you know, thing to deal with. They still have a responsibility to try to guide the employee. Like, hey, let's, you know, are we able to like, you know, test you working in the same room as your router for a little bit, see if we have it, you know, then you can sort of go down that rabbit hole of trying to improve their Wi-Fi connectivity. But you don't want to do that if that's not the problem. And you know, you don't want to spend, you know, go down the rabbit hole of trying to remotely troubleshoot a Wi-Fi connection, even if, you know, again, because you're often, even if it's like gear that you manage, like it may just be simply like, you know, environmental and the place the employee's at. But if you can quickly identify that and then even gather logs on what's happening, I think that's pretty critical. You know, so if you're noticing like, hey, we've got all the telemetry data from, you know, this video conferencing tool, we're seeing some connectivity issues during this like certain time of day across multiple employees, across multiple regions, then that's data you can take to your video conferencing vendor to troubleshoot with. But if you don't have the data, then it's just like a, hey, we're seeing connectivity issues, like, you know, like that you can't solve a problem with like those, the anecdotal evidence. Like you really almost have to be able to prove whose fault it is. And that's really, I think, where this comes in handy is it's like it's building like this, the collection of data that you can go and leverage to solve problems.
Yeah, it's game changing technology because, Bradley, not only do we have the telemetry data, as you mentioned, so that IT organizations can prove, right, is it something on the network, something on the laptop, cloud, application, etc. But we have all the historical data, right? Historical data, which in the world of Wi-Fi is so critical because often by the time IT gets a chance in their busy schedules to follow up, you know, when an issue comes in, because usually it's not reported in real time, in our platform, they can go right back to the timestamp when the issue occurred, see the entire environment. And as you mentioned, we call it proof of innocence, right? Often it's not the Wi-Fi. Everybody will blame the Wi-Fi because that's what they're near and dear to. But when you're in a home environment, for example, or even on the go, being able to isolate quickly, is it something on the laptop, right, application laptop, or is it something outside of IT's control? Even that is so important to be able to isolate that quickly. So not only do we have real-time data to show exactly what the analytics are, what the problem is, but we have all the historical data so IT can go back, solve a problem that happened 2 days ago right away, and see trending analysis, right? For all their employees to understand if things are degrading, right? If they're all connected back to corporate through a VPN, etc. So they have valuable trending analysis to take corrective action prior to disruption for the users, if it's something on the network side that's important.
Yeah, that I hadn't considered that historical data too, where you could, yeah, because the real time is important, but you could even show a trend and like, hey, y'all, we're seeing this degradation over many months. And that's data you can take to that team to help solve the problem. And one of the hardest things in IT is to kind of, like, you may have a gut on what the issue is. Like, you know, you often, like, I think we all have, like, okay, we got to slow down somewhere. It's like you run through your head, like, the variables. But, like, you kind of can't go to a vendor with a gut problem, like a gut resolution. You're like, we feel like this is the issue. It's like, well, that didn't help anybody. And you're not going to get anywhere with tier one, tier two support on it. Feels like it's this. But if you have the data to prove it, and again, that's actually one way, too, where remote work has helped troubleshooting, because if you've got 10 employees in 10 different regions, 10 different types of routers, 10 different ISPs, and they're all seeing connectivity issues with one single application, well, you can take that data and go back to that vendor and say, hey, like, the only constant here is you all, and here's the data to prove it. And I think that's really, really useful. But again, it's been hard to do this until now, because you typically, there's just not been a great tool to be able to pull this telemetry data off of machines.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, not only telemetry data, but right down to the Wi-Fi chipset within the machine, right? Where we have advanced roaming data, right? If the client is roaming in an environment, miss beacon, some very detailed technical information, but we boil that up to a nice summary for IT organizations. In addition to the telemetry data, IT has the ability with our application to run a suite of network performance tests, right? So they can, this is all automated, they can connect into the remote device and either manually, right, on demand or scheduled, but can run application testing, performance testing, network testing, all coming from the user perspective to check out the Wi-Fi, services like DHCP, DNS, internet, performance, et cetera. So telemetry data, historical information, problem solutions, combined with remote automated testing. So we took the same architecture that we're leading on the on-prem solution, right, for deployments, as I mentioned earlier, and we've complemented that with software for remote workers.
Yeah, really, really useful stuff. Now, this initial launch is Intel. And do we have plans to expand this to other platforms as well for, our favorite operating system from a fruit company, as they say?
So a couple comments. Great question. Absolutely. Right. So we did start with Intel chipsets and Windows machines. We actually support non-Intel chipsets too. Obviously, with Intel, we're able to pull advanced telemetry data, so a richer solution. That's why we partnered with them. And they have a high percentage of the market share in mobile compute devices, laptops, tablets, etc. But we also realize Apple devices, for example, are business critical and core to most enterprise environments. So that is a OS that we're working on. Okay. We don't have the commit date yet because it's in the scoping designing phase, but absolutely at YBOT, we're going to continue to add additional operating systems and even devices that are not compute devices. So for example, we're just did a partnership with Zebra Technologies where we focus on the mobile devices in the retail, healthcare space, et cetera. So yes, our mission and desire, we're vendor agnostic, and we want to support as many of the operating systems as quickly as possible as we can to support our customer base.
I really, honestly, mentioning Zebra, I've used some of their products in the past, and they're good, but like there's just a different beast in terms of like the Wi-Fi aspects of those. And I really could see a day when a product like this becomes built into everything at the manufacturer level. I think that's probably if I'm thinking out loud, that's probably the long-term game here, particularly on these IoT devices that are enterprise ready. I mean, again, Zebra is a great example. I really hadn't considered that because those those can be a challenge, and they're just a different sort of animal to troubleshoot with, even though like, so that's interesting. I got something to think about, because if that, you know, in those situations, like you could say, like if you're going to, again, Zebra, it's like, hey, we're having some issues. If they can pull that data straight from the chipset and pull that data for you, they can help you identify. It's a situation where like they would be almost being able to say, hey, it's not us. Like we can give you this data to say like, hey, you're dropping connectivity to your access point. This is a mobile device. You're missing all these roaming environments. Like, you know, these beacons aren't sending right. You may want to adjust your data rates. Like there's 1,000 things that could give you again, if you layer like that data with some AI technology on top of that, that could give you a really, really quick troubleshooting solution that the manufacturer could really find valuable to. And again, in some ways, this goes back to you have to prove it's not you. And if you have the data, you can prove it's not you and kind of not pass the buck to the other person, but like point the finger in the direction of where it's actually the problem. So that's pretty useful. So yeah, that sounds great. I think this could be very, very useful on Apple platforms as well. So that's exciting as well. Roger, it sounds like a great release. As Wi-Fi has become the default, we need better data to understand what's happening. And when it's not working optimally, we need to understand why. So this is a nice move in that direction. Any final thoughts before we wrap up the show?
Yeah, just to wrap it up, right, at Wibot, as we touched at the beginning, our whole focus is automation, right? And given the dynamic complexity of IT organizations today, meaning their infrastructure, as I mentioned, IoT explosion, cloud computing, video collaboration, the mobile workforce, they need solutions that are leveraging automation now to help with the day-to-day business continuity. We're leading that transformation, and we're excited about this. And we do offer free trials for customers, both on our on-prem solution and the DEX agent that we just announced. So customers can actually do an ROI and vet it out in their environment before even making a decision.
Very, very cool. We'll have a link to the press release in the show notes. Again, the more data we can provide to IT teams, the better here, and to be able to understand what's happening. And this is, you can take this data that you can, again, I think real time is very helpful, but then that historical to look at trends over time, I think is very helpful for working with your vendors. So Roger, thanks for coming on the show, and we'll talk to everybody next week.